Your pets love it outside. Know who else does? Bugs, ticks, fleas, mosquitoes. They get on your furry ones, family, and on your nerves. Spray the bugs away with Wonderside's lab-proven plant-powered lineup for pets, family, home, and yard. Wonderside Pest Protection Sprays exceed the same effectiveness standards required for conventional products, harnessing the power of nature to do the job. Wonderside, it's all good. And just for our listeners, get 20% off on Wonderside.com with coupon code PODCAST. That's WonderCIDE.com.
Yo, what's up, motherfuckers?
Oh, happy new year, you bunch
happy
of bitches.
Happy 2022 from me and my mom to you.
Oh, that was
it's
good.
It's Snoop Dogg here on the Tom and Frenchy podcast. Deliveroo coming to you, menu lao.
Not sponsored. Guys, we have a hell of a welcome back show for you. We've got so much going on.
We got Snoop Dogg on it still.
Snoop Dogg's on the mic. He's a special guest. We're happy to have him.
We've got Omnicron on the mic.
Oh, yeah. DJ Omnicron.
DJ Omnicron.
Guys, we're doing all the things you love. We're doing the fuck segment of the week. We got some hell of a news story. Or a few, actually.
Yeah.
And we've got a special guest producer, Tonya, my girlfriend, who, because Alex has Omnicron. Yeah. No, he's just a bit sick. All right, more coming up.
Much love to the pumpkin headed one. Thin hat and noggy in the morning. Drip hotter than your missus when she's horny. No, don't get embarrassed. Lad from the gong in the next row of Paris. Have you got your passport? Did you get your shots? Broken psychics, man, the party with the lot. It's the Tom and Frenchie show.
Tom and Frenchie show.
That was OG Swags from
OG
our Patreon.
OG Swags from
thanks
the Patreon. Shout out our Patreons. We didn't get the Christmas party this year.
No, but we're hoping to do it.
But we will do it at some point
date,
this month or February.
Soon.
When
soon.
It's peak, Omnidong, we'll
guys,
do it.
If you haven't signed up to the Patreon and you just want to be one of those people who flies in late, you can still come to the Christmas party.
Yeah, you can still come to 2022. Welcome, guys. It's a new year. New me, new you.
Oh, are you updating yourself this year?
I've made some New Year's resolutions.
What are they? I'd love to hear them.
Don't cut off my own ears.
Is that a Van Gogh reference?
Yes.
Or is it a listening
it's
thing?
It's pretty literal. I had scissors and I was kidding myself, going to cut myself a mullet. And I was like, no, I'm not going to cut off my ears this year. So,
oh.
What were yours New Year's resolutions, Tom?
I've cut off my mullet. Speaking of cutting mullets.
That was the sound of your girlfriend throwing up.
Was it?
Yeah. We got our producer, Tonya, on the mic. What up?
Hello.
Thanks for filling in.
Did you make Tom cut off his mullet or?
No, I was sad about it actually.
She likes the mullet. Your girlfriend hates the mullet with a passion.
That's why I keep it. Yeah.
But see, she liked it, so I got rid of it.
Yeah,
it's kind of the same thing.
I see what you're doing.
No, I thought it was time. You know, I want to get some auditions and make some money, but. There's only so many roles for mulleted men.
Yeah, not many.
There's not many.
I've got acting agent. Tom's got a different one, and I think I've had two come through for me.
Yeah,
in the whole year, I had two acting auditions.
Any good ones?
That's including like extra work. They're like, no, we don't need mulleted extras.
Yes, it's a strong choice that not everyone's ready for.
I've got a theory about acting auditions, Tom.
Mm-hmm, let's hear it.
So we wait till like our acting agent brings like, oh, read for this role. Mm-hmm. And it's not a role like made for us. It's like acting. No.
Frenchie only wants roles made
But I'm saying they don't even get all the roles we can do, blah, blah, blah. So what we should do, just look at shows we like, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like Yellowstone or Succession for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we just audition for them whether they want us to or not.
So you're saying submit to a character that's yet to exist?
Yes. Or we try to guess the next character that's going to be in the next season.
I mean, for Yellowstone, you just go, yee-haw.
I'm a cowboy.
That's my land.
That's my land. I'll kill you.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. That's what I'm saying. Or try to pick a character that might be in it the next season. And then, you just do a self-tape, maybe even get the background in there from the show.
Because then you might score.
They're like, wait, is this a scene we don't know about?
Then you might score an acting and a writing job. They'll be like, he really knows how to speak like a cowboy. We need to get this guy.
Buffalo Bill.
Isn't that an ice cream?
It is an ice cream, but it's a Western themed ice cream.
Oh,
it's
you're
a
right.
Cowboy
you're right,
ice cream.
You're right. He's got bubblegum nose. Yeah, nah. You're right.
But yeah, so that's like one of my theories I was thinking about the other day.
I'd love to see you on like an Australian classic because that's where all the big Hollywood actors get their kind of schooling.
Home and Away.
I could see you on a Neighbours.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Oh, definitely.
What type of character would you be? Just yourself?
I think I'd have to be a high school kid.
Okay.
Yeah, no, because they always have high school kids heaps older than they are.
I don't know if they do on those shows anymore.
Do they not anymore?
I feel like they're actually younger kids.
Well,
but they could do that thing they did to Robert De Niro on that movie where they did the animating to make him look younger. They did that on the...
I don't think I need that. I've had a pretty restful break. I'm looking pretty younger. I'm in pajamas, corgi pajamas right now. No. Because also, if you get to act against kids... So, let's say I'm like the older bad boy at school. Maybe I'll get kept back a few years. You know what I mean? Oh, no, it's Wazza. Like, here you go, fellow students.
You think you're a better actor than a child?
Yes, that's what I was going with. Mm. Because I watched the Harry Potter reunion. Did you watch that?
No.
Well, the big thing you'll realize is that they essentially cast kids who are already those characters, Hermione, Ron and Harry.
Mm.
There's no acting. They're just...
What, they're really wizards?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, bro. They might as well be. Literally, like, they as they're, like, talking as kids, they're like, you're already that fucking person. You're not... The trick is just don't change who you are when the camera starts rolling, which some people can't do.
I think you're underestimating what acting is.
I'm acting. Hello, Hermione Granger.
Do you think
easy.
They're getting attacked
easy.
By like shit. They're reacting.
Oh, they barely are. That's the worst stuff when they're getting attacked. It's like, you're like, oh, you just fucking suck. I've been attacked many times, so I'd be better at getting attacked in fucking Hogwarts than them.
No, you attacked many times. You're not fooling anyone with the victim card.
I attacked the mirror, so I felt like I was... So what would you be in Home and Away and Neighbours then?
I'm in a weird age gap where I'm like, I could play like a parent or a teacher, but I still looked... I don't know, I give the vibe that I'm... not responsible enough.
No, you could play a teacher. You could definitely play a teacher.
That'd be cool.
What do you mean you couldn't play a teacher?
I feel like they, in traditional shows, they tend to be quite mature.
Yeah, because they want the... No,
like
but...
old and regal.
They want the teacher old so they can have old romances. But there's always a few younger teachers who have things with the students.
Oh, my God.
No, there is.
And the schools you taught at.
No, in Neighbours and Home and Away.
Oh, is there?
Who cross the boundaries and their mates, they give them alcohol and shit like that.
I don't think they do that anymore.
They definitely do.
Do they on like Neighbours, they have like the...
I don't watch it.
The pedophile teacher.
No, they don't call him that. They go, oh, it's a local pedophile.
Okay, no, yeah.
There's so definitely younger teachers who cross boundaries.
I'd like to be a villain. That'd be cool. Like, he comes into the town. He's like a twin of someone who got separated at birth.
Twin is a great move because then you get two paychecks.
True.
Mm.
I like that.
So, that could be a good idea for when we do our random auditions for Yellowstone, where the twin, unidentical twin of, who's in it? Kevin Costner.
Okay.
Can you give me that quick? You can call him Kevin. It can be his name. I forgot his name.
I'm Kevin Costner's, I'm his twin. I was in the womb for a very long time, around 20 to 30 years, depending on how old he is. I think longer. How old is Kevin Costner?
He's old, cowboy.
Oh, yeah. Is my brother.
Yeah, I can tack a horse. I can lasso a bear. Give me a chance and I'll put that rifle in the air.
Oh, you're rapping. I don't think that's
cowboy poetry.
I haven't watched a lot of Yellowstone. Do they do a lot of limericks?
Oh, we go with our words. We go with our hands. We got fast feet, fast hands. And give me a horse and I'll show you how to dance.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow. What have you been doing on your break? Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about what we've been doing. It's been 3 weeks off.
People have started to panic. Have you noticed people panicking? They're like, what's going on? Where's the podcast? Are you guys all right?
There's a noticeable increase in people, or I don't want to say starting a coup, but rumblings saying if Tom and Frenchie whispers don't come back, we're starting a coup. Since we've been off, Omicron's increased. Is that because more people are out and about, not listening to our podcast, and they're spreading it? Is it a coincidence? I think it's...
How many cases are we at? Like 60,000 or some shit?
It's 60,000 a day, I think. So it's like heaps more.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's good. Get it all out. Get it all out.
Yeah.
Novak Djokovic.
Oh, yeah.
He literally says, I'm not coming out of the hotel until Tom and Frenchie are back on the air.
Mm.
So good news, Novak. You can come out.
You can come out.
We've actually got him as a special guest on this podcast.
Oh, no. Frenchie's panicking. He's throwing in impressions early.
Later.
We're talking about what you did on the weekend.
No, I had a pretty low-key break. I had New Year's with Tom.
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah, we played chess.
We kissed at midnight. That was weird.
Yeah, we did. it was 8:15. You're like, it's midnight somewhere.
I changed all the clocks in the house.
It's midnight in Auckland.
Put on some chapstick. I was just waiting under some mistletoe as well. I really put all cards down.
I've been going down and my parents got a sort of a, I don't want to say farm because it's only like 12 acres, but like farm.
It's a farm,
so
bro.
So I've been doing farm shit. I'm like a farmer now, guys. I'm just living off the land, planting barley.
Frenchie.
I used a fucking chainsaw, bro. Frenchie, have you ever used a chainsaw?
Frenchie was bragging about being a man and doing all this man stuff. He was chopping firewood in peak summer. What the fuck were you chopping firewood for?
It gets cold in Kangaroo Valley.
No, it doesn't.
And also, you know,
Tonya's from Kangaroo Valley.
Does it get cold?
Not in winter. Not in summer.
Not in summer.
Did it get cold over the break?
No.
Yes, barely. There were some cold nights there.
Yeah, but not enough for a fire.
We had a fire going. I guess if there was enough for a fire.
A chattering skeleton like Frenchie, it might get cold.
Here's the thing about being a farmer, Tom, is you never know what the weather's going to do. So when
they can read the skies.
You've got to be prepared for all seasons. So we get the firewood when we can. We plant the seeds when we can. We dam the dams when we can.
Dam the dams.
They're already dammed mostly. That's why they're called dams. Otherwise, it would be a river
pool
or a creek.
How have you found your farm life?
Oh, bro.
Got a farmer's tan?
Yeah. Just gumboots. Is that what a farmer's tan is?
I don't really know.
Gumboot tan?
Yeah. Gumboot.
No, it's fun. I use the chainsaw. So, guys, I don't know if you've ever used a chainsaw. A lot of our more useful listeners would have. But I think a lot wouldn't have. Very fucking powerful.
Oh, yeah.
I used a hedge trimmer like back when I was in high school, and I thought that would probably hurt. And I used the chainsaw. I was like, you can see why people become serial killers.
Serial killers? I thought you were going to say amputees or something.
Yeah, well, that too.
Serial killers. You wanted to murder with when you had your hands.
I didn't want to, but it does seem an elegant way to hack a limb off.
Elegant. I think it'd be very messy.
But it goes through so clean, bro. Like a hot tongue through butter. Is that the
hot tongue?
Hot knife.
Hot tongue through butter. Holy shit. Oh. Sorry, guys.
Can you take that? Is it telemarketer or does it work?
I don't know. It's not worth the risk.
If it was telemarketer, it'd be so good though. Yeah, so I've been doing that. Other than that, I've just been playing a fair bit of golf. I'm getting into golf.
You're so old.
I know, bro.
Living the farm life. Frenchie's got a retirement farm and he plays golf now.
Oh, and I went to the cricket. I got fucking blind at the cricket.
Was that fun? Is it expensive? Are they the annoying cans you get at festivals where it's like one standard drink? Or are they
middies, bro.
So shit.
So you can only get full strength in the members at the SCG. And you're there for a fucking day. So that's a lot of middies.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
And you got to drink them quick for them to have effect.
Yeah, you got to. Well, what?
Because by the time you drink them, you're hydrated.
We met at the pub near Elliot's for a bacon and egg roll and then full strengths. You get a few in ya. You warm up. Yeah. Then you get down to cricket for 11. Get onto the watery middies. It was painful.
Mm.
Suck it up. Get drunk with your friends. Watch some cricket and then... some point you get home.
Do you get a bit of heat stroke being in the sun? Drinking
We went for a rain day, so it was fucking shit. Yeah, but what can you do? There's been a lot of good videos on TikTok and stuff at the cricket where people just pumping beers. They get those snakes going.
Oh, yeah, the snakes.
They're getting kicked out for sculling. Did you see the one going around and the guy sculled like four?
No.
Four skewies?
No. Tell me about it.
Well, he was carrying them and then they kept yelling to him.
I started like, seeing
Skull
that.
It, bro. And he sculled it, went and put it back in and he picks up the tray to walk on. They're like, Skull it, bro.
And you know he lined up for a stupid amount of time for those, and he just wanted to sit down, have a relaxing beer.
Probably had a round he was in. The boys going to be like, where's the fucking beer?
He had to go back, spend another $40, have a piss, because now he's drank
it's 2 liters. Expensive day. Tell us what you did over the break, Tom.
We went to Raging Waters the other day. So that's, if you don't know, that's the rebranded Wet n Wild. So it's the Wet n Wild in Western Sydney.
Did they change it because Wet n Wild was a too sexual name?
I don't know. I feel like that took them a long time if they were now changing it.
Because that's like, that's a phrase for a good sex, isn't it? Got a bit wet and wild last night.
Yeah, it should be.
When you pee on them.
Yeah, they were going to call it the Golden Shower after that, but then they were like, maybe not. And they were going to call it R. Kelly's Fun Palace. But
So we went to Raging Waters.
And we chose it because, like, I feel like peak summer, that's going to be a nightmare, that place. Like, you'd be lining up for hours.
Yep.
It was kind of an overcast day, bit of, like, risk of rain. There's a thing called coronavirus happening, so people were a little hesitant to stand next to strangers.
Okay, so you went on a Saturday?
Yep.
And how are the crowds?
It was fine.
That's good.
Yeah, we fucked up a few times and I think we walked up the wrong way and cut in front of everyone and no one noticed or said anything.
You purposely cut the line.
Not purposely.
Accidentally, while you were coughing, going, yeah, that's like that Sunny episode.
Tonya pretended to be disabled. It was a whole thing. She was in a wheelchair going up the stairs. It took ages.
But do you have to wear masks?
No one was wearing masks. No one was wearing shoes. It was a whole party.
If we were going to catch coronavirus, though, it definitely would have been there. Because
so you might get it from us. Mm.
Why would you have to wear shoes? Sorry, I get still onto this other thing. But was there a lot of coughing and stuff?
It's just like you're so close to each other. And like, if you really think about it, it's just like you're all swimming in the same water and you're all going down and it's just all a bit of a moist environment.
Moist.
It was wet and wild.
It's wet and wild, bro. Just it was as they wet and
you might get COVID.
Raging
That's
waters.
The wild.
Raging yeah. waters.
But some funny things happened. So when you go on these rides, you have to hop on a scale first to make sure you're the right weight. There was two big dudes who got rejected.
Aren't they water slides?
But you sit in like rings, like kind of like double. And I think the weights for when you come up to corners, if you weigh too much, you could go over, right?
Okay, go on.
So we had to stand on a scale. We saw some guys get kicked out because the two dudes were big dudes and they would be too heavy together. But we were fine together because I weigh a bit, but she's small. She's a woman. And just if you don't know. And we hop on this ride and we're going down, fun, screaming. Stop. The ride stops.
Okay.
The tube isn't moving.
Okay.
Kind of my end might be a bit heavier.
No way.
So we start panicking. I have to like push us along with my arms because we're stopped in the middle of a water slide. They're going to send someone down and we're going to get like fucking fucked from behind by a huge man.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then I lost my hat trying to push us. So now my hat's going down the water slide and we're trying to catch the hat. It was a whole thing, and then we stopped again. I think we stopped twice.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It was so
that is a dry
funny.
Slide.
No. It was very wet and
it
warm.
It was wet until you got on it, and then apparently there's
dried
friction
up.
Everywhere.
Moistened. Also, moisture left.
When you have to get on to like the thing when you're sitting at the thing, like if they go, oh, like heaviest person gets on first, so they made Tom get on.
Tony's dying.
Every time we just... Just really like fully just like flopped.
Can you translate?
I think she's trying to say I'm not very smooth when I have to hop into like a circular ring thing. I kind of flop and like fucking almost hurt everyone around us.
And like the people working there, like I think got scared like three
splashed.
Times.
They get splashed.
Oh, the bobblehead tipped. Yeah. You lost your center.
It was like a sumo in like a wrestling ring kind of thing. Like it was totally tackling it. It was
did you do a noise?
Much.
Be like, whoa.
Like, whoa, Nelly. Kind of screamed. The people
struggled,
around screamed. It was a lot.
Struggled to get in the ring. I actually, as you mentioned the weight thing, I flash back to a story. I hope it's similar to another story you got. But, you know, I used to work at Jamboree Action Park.
Yes.
There was two water slides there. No weight limit. So I was down the bottom one time. And at the bottom, it's like a sort of a fairly long straight. It comes around a corner and then you got a good 20 meters where you can see the person come down and to enter the pool at the bottom. This kid comes down, 8 years old, skinny boy, stops about 5 meters off the bottom. So he stands up, holds on the side, starts walking around the corner, comes a dude who looked like Fat Bastard from Austin Powers. Just fucking rolls everywhere. And he is hurtling like a fucking bullet. And so he slams into the kid. The kid whips back onto him. It was so funny.
Was that your fault? Aren't you meant to like
walkie? There's nothing I can do.
No, but don't you walkie-talkie when someone's off the slide and clear?
Yeah, but the slide's so long, you're supposed to wait till they go around a bend. And right. then if they you think they might catch up, you give them a bit longer.
Yeah, gotcha.
So they do catch up sometimes. And also kids sometimes will stop and try to catch up to their friends.
Mm.
So you get like a train of eight people and then they all get fucking axed at the end and we all laugh. But yeah, that one was definitely
Did you
memorable.
Laugh or did you have to be responsible?
I laughed on the outside.
Oh, yeah. On the outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I couldn't help it. So tell me some more when wild stories.
That's pretty much the crux of it.
You couldn't get in the ring and stopped. But you were not that thick a dude.
I just remembered this. We went, we're like done with like, you know, the big rides. Like, let's do something a bit more chill because we went on one and our asses got grated because obviously weight of our thing, like what?
Grated?
Yeah, so, it was like a vent thing.
So it was like a big down into one of those things where you go up and then come back down. It's like a wall.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. But for the people in front, I noticed she said, when you go down, lift your ass up so it doesn't get hit by the bottom of the thing. Didn't tell us that.
Oh.
Tonya got demolished.
Your ass
like
got
nearly
demolished.
Cried. Yeah. Like literally, I was like, yeah, I need to stop for a second. It literally felt like the skin got like great. It hurt so fucking bad.
Pretty brutal.
But so we were like, let's do like a chill ride. And we went on this, what is it called? It was like Dino World or something.
Dino Lagoon.
Yeah. So you go
one of those lagoons that goes
float around. Yeah. Like, oh. She starts laughing before she's told the story.
It's just so funny.
She loves to see me embarrassed.
You got to laugh the end of it, Tonya.
I can't cope. It's just so funny. Yeah. So like, it's for like little kids and stuff. So they had these like little balloon things and there was some-
Like a tube that you put your butt in the middle, yeah.
Like a donut kind of vibe.
Yep.
And then they had like these bigger ones that kind of had like an opening and you could see like, you know, the parents and stuff on those ones, but there wasn't that many of them. There was more of the little donut thing. So we go on the little donut thing.
Do you want a little kid's donut?
And John just couldn't fit and he looked just so bad. Like he's like stuck out but he couldn't, he was either way it's too like flat. Like he was like leaning back and just really awkward. He was like really in it, squished up and he couldn't get.
My ass is too big, it turns out, for these rides. So I was kind
of. For a kid's donut.
Yeah, so I was kind of just perched on top. But I couldn't relax because then I'd topple over. So I'm kind of just like in this thing, kind of looking like I'm doing a shit. Like I look like a man on a toilet. No, I look like a man on a child's body.
So
that's what I look like.
I get what you're saying. So instead of
like a nice
jumping off and I'm just floating on it with your hands holding onto it,
I was like this. Like a
you really committed to try to float.
And it's supposed to be like a relaxing ride and he's just so awkward. And I was dying the whole time and it has like it's pretty long and it had like lifeguards along the whole thing and you could just see that they were
see them spot me and they were like, that is not a normal person.
Predator.
That's a predator.
That's a predator.
And then just this man looking like he's sitting on an Asian toilet, like squatting like this. Yeah, it was not flattering. So basically, it was just a way for Tonya to just laugh.
We're getting a strong vibe for this relationship. It's essentially Tonya puts you in situations where you're going to look stupid and then she laughs at you.
Yeah.
And I think that's funny. I think that's how it should work.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, to be fair. So it turns out, too fat for water slides.
You're not even that big. Did you just have the weight wrong on the other one?
I don't know.
It was
probably because like when they weigh smaller up,
what was the cutoff?
And we were kind of the ones that we did get stuck on the most were four people rides. So it's got like four spots
enough.
And you have to. So we were sitting like parallel
maybe
to each other.
Heavy enough.
So I think maybe.
Yeah, you weren't heavy
enough. Yeah, so yeah.
Yeah, we're too skinny.
But that's yeah, it was funny. Fun. I feel like that's almost like. In this day and age, you can almost can't weigh people and say you're too fat for this.
It was pretty funny.
Ride.
Yeah,
I'm maybe nature's healing. Maybe it's that seems like a good thing to me.
You have to go to a water park to find out you're obese, and you're like, fuck, I need
But
to make
even
some
then,
because
you're like, that seems the time where they should be thriving. If they can get up to the top, let them go back down. Do you know what I mean?
True.
Don't make them walk back down.
And then when they get to the bottom, so be like, fast. Oh, there must have been a mistake. Go back up and they'll let you go down. It could be like a new thing.
New little fitness thing. I like that. Before we get into the trending topics, Tom, I want to talk to you about your incredible cameo you just did. Yes. You might have seen it floating around his social medias. Take us through it, Tom.
So, as you know, in the past, I did a few cameos getting celebrities to shout out shit people. I got Carol Baskin to do Rolf Harris and Jimmy Savile. And the chick from Seven Heaven who hates me, Beverly Mitchell, to shout out Ivan Milat.
And there was a Jimmy Savile dressed up at the SCG yesterday, yeah.
You sure he was dressed up or he's back from the dead?
He got to end up getting escorted out, but very
really?
Very noticeable looking man. I didn't know he dressed like that. I never actually looked up a picture of him.
Oh, yeah, he's creepy, bro. Mm. And him and Rolf Harris were friends.
That makes the most sense. So much in common.
Yeah, true. Anyway, so I've been a bit quiet because I got blocked multiple times from Cameo. And I still had a credit sitting there from someone who denied doing one. I can't remember who it was. But I've had this like few hundred dollar credit that I can't use because whenever I go to do it, it says something went wrong because they blocked me.
Mm.
So that was annoying. And then the other day, I figured out how to reverse that.
Oh.
So then I saw the Island Boys were on Cameo and they're like a flavor of the moment. They're not in for the long haul in celebrity, I don't think.
You can listen to our podcast with Rory Lowe if you want a full recap on the Island Boys. In the Island Boys.
They're very funny characters.
Yeah, it looks like an island. I love them.
Yeah, they're not the... You can look at them and tell they're not the sharpest tools in the shed.
How much were they charging for a cameo?
$240?
That's...
Something like that.
Not bad.
It's all right. I wouldn't recommend it. If you got that money, I wouldn't recommend it.
If you got that money.
If you're doing a joke, maybe. But then.
Even then, yeah. You're not going to make that money back.
No. And I didn't. But yeah, I sent them. So how I do it, you can send them. You get a word count of how many letters and blah, blah, blah you can send to these people to get them to do a shout out. You say who it's for. You got a box to select what the occasion is. So I said, give thanks. I wanted them to shout out Ghislaine Maxwell, who is Jeffrey Epstein's right-hand woman. She helped him with a lot of his terrible crimes, and she's been in the news a lot lately because she's actually getting convicted finally.
And she loves to knit. Fun fact about
her. Does she?
She loves pottery.
Maybe.
Oh, well, everyone just says all the bad stuff she does. What are her passions apart from... bringing in underage children for massages.
Sex trafficking.
Well, I'd still like to know more about... I'd like to get a well-rounded, like, you know, personality.
Okay.
Makes fires. I don't know. Anyway, Ghislaine Maxwell, you got one... And she just... Yeah, how long did she get convicted for?
I don't know.
Go on.
Anyway, so her name's quite confusing to pronounce. It's like Ghislaine. Yeah. So instead, I went Ghislaine.
I like that. Maxwell. It makes it sound like a cool nickname.
So it sounds cool. It throws you off. And it's also, they're not going to fuck up the pronunciation and no one's going to understand what they're talking about. So this is, I put in asterisks. I wrote read exactly just to try and so they're not going to freestyle and try and be like funny.
Yeah.
Which they wouldn't have done anyway because they just want your money. It's easier. That. Exactly. So I wrote, hi, Ghislaine Maxwell. Jeffrey wants to thank you.
Should we just play it? I reckon we play it, guys. So Tom's getting it up now.
They did it quick. I reckon they did it within 24 hours. You don't need to do anything there, Tonya.
Fucking that paper.
Yeah, they did it within 24 hours. Read it exactly.
Gotta respect the hustle.
And I asked them at the end to do their classic song, but change it to Jeff is an Island Boy.
No.
And they threw in a bit of massage chat, which I put in earlier, but here we go.
No, they improv that bit.
Hi, Ghislaine Maxwell. Jeffrey wants to thank you for all your help on the island.
Please keep it quiet.
Jeff is still getting massages up there.
Heavenly.
Jeff wants you to know that he's hanging in there.
Jeff is an island boy. Oh, Jeff is an island boy. Oh, Jeff is up there in the island. I mean, letting you know he's getting massages right now. He's chilling. He really do vibing.
That is so, so perfect. It's so perfect.
So perfect.
Heavenly.
And even how he pauses after Jeff is hanging in there.
Hanging. He knew. Oh, that's so... I didn't even know they'd be able to read, man.
Bro, they struggled, to be honest. Oh. You can see it in their eyes. They're having a hard time.
Jeff is poor an guys. Island boy.
Guys, if you want to see that video, you can go to...
Tom's Instagram
or TikTok.
Or TikTok at Tomo Armstrong on Instagram. Mm. And TikTok is
Tomo Armstrong.
Tomo Armstrong. What's O stand for?
Oakenden.
Oh.
It's my middle name.
Yeah.
Mm, it's weird.
Yeah.
Manscaped. Happy New Year's from our friends over at Manscaped. Trademark. The ball has officially dropped, but that does not mean you have to drop the ball on your balls.
It's time you bring sexy back in 2022 and step your game up with Manscaped Trademark's Performance Package 4.0. Join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped Trademark to help them ring in the new year with the right tools for the job.
Go to manscaped.com and use code TomFrenchy for 20% off plus free shipping. It's a new year, new you, and new you means no pubes.
Or new pubes. Shave them off with Manscaped. Glue on the pubes of your choice, finally.
Ooh.
Mm. So, Tom, do you have any new grooming routines you're going to try in 2022?
Mm. Good question, Frenchie. Definitely not leading towards something else, but I am actually going the palm tree look.
Go on.
I'm an island boy, so from the base, I use my penis. It looks like the base of a palm tree. Up, palm leaves.
It's that's brilliant.
Yeah, so it's quite a tropical look.
Wait, so do the palm leaves on the tip of your penis? So is that the
tree? No, so it's more like the pubic. The penis is the actual tree, and it hangs down. Really long tree. And then the top is like a, palm fronds.
Oh, that's great. Well, a six-pack is a great news resolution, but how about a six-pack for your balls? Ooh. The Manscaped Performance Package contains six essential tools to get your palm trees.
Tools?
Give us some of them, Tom.
Inside the Inside the Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature lawnmower trademark 4.0. This electric trimmer is designed to trim hair on loose skin. And Frenchie, your skin has never been looser lately.
Yeah, because it's a sick
The advanced skin safe technology trademark reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate nuts. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2022 looks to be.
Promised land isn't your neighbor's house. It is your package, so you can shine it on. There's also the crop preserver. There's the crop reviver. Man, there's also Manscaped TM's, trademarks, shed travel bag, an anti-chafing boxer briefs, and refined cologne, which offers a light yet masculine pleasing fragrant. Get 20% off plus free shipping. Fragrance with the code XXX Tom Frenchy at manscaped.com.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Tom Frenchy at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code Tom and Frenchy. Have Tom no regrets Frenchy. This year. Oh, Tom Frenchy. Have no regrets this year with our friends at Manscaped.
Breakfast shirts.
Guys, breakfast shirts are the OG sponsor of this podcast. Have again. Sponsored us.
They're back. They are back with some new exciting products and some old exciting products.
We're currently wearing our Tom and Frenchy breakfast shirts, which features our heads, some pingers.
And some pink Mitsubishis.
Oh, yeah.
And some green tracks. So whatever pingers you want, guys, they're there on there.
Have you ever thought about doing merch but doing pingers?
That's a great idea, Tom. So actually drugs.
Yeah.
Ah, and then you call it merch, and that's a little loop around.
Loophole.
So, yes, we'll be selling some merch too. But breakfast shirts are just selling shirts, guys.
Mm-hmm. And shorts. And socks. I'm actually wearing some socks. They're real comfy.
And full outfits. If you want a full outfit,
go to breakfastshirts.com. Use the promo code TomAndFrenchy, and you'll get a fucking discount, won't you?
Yeah, you fucking will.
And they love breakfast. They'll take you out for breakfast. They'll take your mum out to breakfast.
They do still take you out for breakfast. If you're in the Sydney area, they take you out for breakfast.
That's pretty cute.
That's cute.
So if you've got no friends and no clothes, one-stop shop.
One-stop shop.
Breakfastshirts.com. All right, let's move on to some trending news. We're throwing Tonya under the bus with this one.
Tom and Finch's trending news. Oh my.
All right, so Tonya is going to be doing our trending news. She's going to go through the headline topics, and we're going to decide if we want to hear more.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Skater Boy feature film.
Well, of course, yeah. We need to hear about this.
Okay. All right, let's hear it.
Avril Lavigne has said that she plans to celebrate the upcoming 20th anniversary of her single Skater Boy into a feature film.
Wow, that makes me feel old. 20 years since that song came out?
I guess he's a skater man now.
Oh, she should do a new version.
He was Skater Man. And a lot of dudes do pick up skating like in their 20s and 30s.
Do they?
Yeah.
He was a skater man.
My sister started to pick up roller skating.
Oh, yeah. That's a bit different.
Yeah. She broke her wrist.
Did she?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Just after Christmas.
Tonya bought roller skates.
Do you have wrist guards?
Roller blades.
I got roller blades and I got wrist guards and elbow things.
Smart. Fuck. The older you get, the more equipment you need. Kids don't need anything. They don't even need helmets. They're kids. They'll
rubber,
be fine.
Rubber bones.
Yeah, rubber skulls. They're fine.
But skateboarding. Okay.
Do you want to hear more?
Yes, but also we need to explore Skater Man, unless that's the plot.
No. It just says that Skater Boy was nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance in 2003 and was named number 5 on the list of Best Pop Punk Choruses of the 21st Century published by Spine Magazine.
It is good.
That's like 2 weak awards though. Like I feel like it should have got Best Song Ever or something like that. Not like Best Chorus of the Pop Punk industry sung by a fucking chick called Avril. Like, what? Get better awards.
I agree.
Honestly.
He was a skater man.
Yeah.
No, I'm just thinking about that.
Okay.
It does say there along with the film, Lavigne is set to release a new album in the upcoming year. So maybe it's going to be on the album.
She hasn't released shit.
She was a girl.
It would have to be a woman now.
Yeah, she was a woman.
He was a
cis
man.
Woman. He was a cis man.
Can I make it any more obvious? He liked knitting.
No, I think he would be in the office by now. I reckon he's... Or is he a tradie? I think office because it's less cool. He was in business. He was a lawyer. She did ballet. Is that the fucking lyrics? She did ballet.
Should we get the lyrics?
Yeah, it's supposed to be she's...
Tonya knows lyrics.
She's prissy. And then he's like a cool grunge guy. So that's the
Yeah, but now and he's a man. I think he's not a cool grunge man anymore.
He could be like he still lives at home with his parents. That kind of vibe.
Yeah. He was a punk. He was a punk. He was a
CM Punk.
All right, we're not going well with this.
Just go to the chorus. That's what anyone cares about anyway. All right.
He was a skater man. She said, see you later, man. He wasn't good enough for her. She had a wrinkly face, but her head was up in space. Couldn't think of a good one for that.
Okay.
We can all agree, no good.
No good. That's
no good.
You just got gonged by Red there.
Bro, I can't wait for my song parody to come out on YouTube for that one. That would actually be funny if it was like a man skateboarding for the film clip. If you redid the film clip, I think that would add an element of funny to it.
I think that would be good. I also think we probably should figure out the plot of the movie.
Okay, so it's a Skater Boy movie. Is it literally the plot of the song?
No, that's the hook.
Okay. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking there's got to be skateboarding in it.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's got to be a Skater Boy in it.
What about Skate Club?
Please go on.
Okay, first rule of Skate Club. Don't talk about Skate Club.
Okay, so they go into like a basement.
Yeah.
And they throw kickflips around.
Kickflips. Yeah. Mm. And Ollie is...
It's not your best.
Okay. You give me an idea then.
Okay. Skater Boy. Most children born with hands. Skater Boy, wheels. He's got wheels here.
That is so good. Okay. That is so good. Go on.
And he's got to come back down from Earth because his family is actually from a different planet where everyone has wheels.
He's an alien.
Yeah.
Oh.
They all have wheels.
And so he gets bullied at school.
But then the aliens invade.
No.
Kill everyone.
Well, I was going to say maybe one day they go to a skate park or they need to get down a hill really quickly or something.
Okay. And he saves the day.
And then he starts fitting in, but his alien parents have already got the message that he wants to go home, so they come down and get him.
Oh, that's good. But it can also be like a coming-of-age film. Like, there's scenes where he's got a girlfriend and they're starting to hook up, and the boys told him all about fingering. But he doesn't have fingers. He's got bindings.
He gives her the roller derby. Bindings?
Isn't that skateboard bindings?
Oh, okay,
bindings?
Okay. Yeah. Trucks.
Trucks. Yeah, he trucks her.
He trucks her.
Oh. That's a bit graphic.
No, I guess wheels would work. Because that'd be kind of good. If he can make them spin by himself.
And just kind of hover them over.
Just hover it on the clit. Yeah.
Does that sound good?
No. Yeah.
Talking his face.
It does. If he does like a little noise too, like a little sex toy.
Grind it down.
Grind it down. Maybe put some soft stuff on it then, like.
Yeah, something. Like a cover. Like some feathers or something.
Yeah, some fluff.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got to look forward to that film. That's going to be interesting.
That will be good. Is it also, okay, could we get a Romeo and Juliet angle? Because that's the concept of the song is like wrong side of the tracks.
Mm.
So he's, what's the girl he should not date at all with her wheels for hands?
So he's got wheels for hands
and trucks and whatever.
If it's the Romeo and Juliet type thing, it'd be like a scooter family or something, because they don't fuck together. You're thinking
direct.
Yeah, like they're a scooter family. They all ride scooters. No skateboarding in our family.
Ah, I like that. That's cool.
Kind of Billy Elliot energy as well.
Yeah, that's cool. Or what about rollerblades or roller skates?
Yeah, they're in there.
That sequel, they're in there. It's a whole school.
Yep.
Yeah, I like it. There you go. That's the plot, guys.
All right, next one.
I feel like Avril Lavigne could play herself in high school still. Do you know what I mean?
She looks good.
She always looks fucking young.
She looks very good. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Betty White dies at age 9.
Don't be so happy about it.
Yeah.
Have some class.
Betty White dies at age 99. People's Magazine. Something.
Yeah, they dropped a...
Oh, yeah.
They dropped an article about her 3 weeks before she died. And what did it say in the article?
My 100th birthday, ... I cannot believe it's coming up, and People magazine is celebrating with me. The new issue of People is available on the newsstands nationwide tomorrow.
They celebrate tomorrow.
But they also say, Betty White's turning 100, and here's how she's in such great health. They said something like that, like rule, like put your foot in your mouth thing.
Do we know? I mean, obviously she was 99, but do we know how she died? I haven't heard that anywhere. Did she just died? Like she's old, or did she get like pneumonia or something?
I think she got assassinated. By one of the golden boys.
Oh.
He was jealous of the golden girls the whole time.
Fair enough.
Now, are all the golden girls dead?
I don't know. I don't know any of them.
Good question.
She was funny. Did she make it for the Golden Girls, or was she a thing before that?
I feel like she was probably a comedian first. Normally in those days, like comedians just got sitcoms. Like
I don't think they were allowed to be comedians in those days.
They weren't allowed to vote.
That's not a joke. I don't think women were allowed to be comedians till like the 60s or the 70s or something.
I don't think it's... Well, I saw a thing that... It showed like a picture of all the Golden Girls, and they were like, it showed their ages, and it was like 50, 54. And then it showed like the Sex and the City girls now, and they're the same age, but they look so much younger. And it's like a whole thing about just like, surgeries. It's so weird. I don't know, maybe. And just people back then looked so much older. Like even if you were 50, you looked 80.
You seen photos of like parents from the 80s? They look like they're fucking 60 years old because they have like dumb hair and glasses.
But I actually would watch that Sex and the City.
Bobby Lee's in it.
No, it's not now, but like more Golden Girls vibe when they get a bit older. Sex in the like retirement city, but it's a retirement city. Yeah, it's like a retirement home, bro.
That'd be hot.
And they're banging. There's so much sort of shenanigans that would go on.
Oh, yeah, people dying.
And accidentally taking Viagra, and then their grandsons come and visit and stuff.
Yeah, and they forget it's their grandson and they have a go. Yeah, it's dementia. It's not my fault.
Don't laugh at that, Tonya.
God.
Yeah. So, RIP Betty White. Did you see who died today?
Yeah, dude. Bob Saget. He was a legend, man. He was real cool, dude.
He was.
I liked him because he was such a clean cut family guy on that show. In the acting, people got real, but he had a real sick sense of humor.
We couldn't
respect that.
Yeah. So, if you don't know, Bob Saget was in Full House, the lovable dad.
Your pets love it outside. Know who else does?
Bugs, ticks, fleas, mosquitoes, they get on your furry ones, family, and on your nerves. Spray the bugs away with Wonderside's lab-proven plant-powered lineup for pets, family, home, and yard. Wonderside Pest Protection Sprays exceed the same effectiveness standards required for conventional products, harnessing the power of nature to do the job. Wonderside, it's all good. And just for our listeners, get 20% off on Wonderside.com with coupon code PODCAST. That's WonderCIDE.com.
Then we saw him on Entourage being this, like a parody of himself, this skis ball, and everyone's like, wait a minute. And then you see his stand-up and he loves fucking dirty jokes.
Yeah, it's cool. I remember Hamish and Andy once were going around Hollywood Hills knocking on celebrities' doors and they rung Bob Saget's doorbell and he was just like, you guys can come in, and just let him in.
What a chill dude.
Because he's just like a chill dude.
That's so good.
I love that energy. So yeah. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Jason Derulo gets into a physical fight with two men in Las Vegas after they call him on shot.
That's the funniest shit.
Bro, have you seen the video?
I did see but didn't they say, yo, what up, Usher, bitch, or something like that?
I don't know, but the fact that he got so true. Like, the video is basically him going for it, then people holding him back and him going again. Like, he is furious being
so
called.
So embarrassing.
It's really embarrassing. I don't think anyone could call me anything that would get me that riled up.
Maybe.
It has the quote here.
Okay.
Go on.
Footage of the incident shows Derulo walking by as one of the men shouts, hey, Usher, fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you, bitch.
I'd almost
what
be like.
What if he actually thought it was Usher?
Yeah, that's what I'd say. Like, I'd be like, oh, he thinks I'm Usher. He hates Usher. I'm not Usher. I'm all good.
Yeah, or what if he, wait, what if he thought he meant, okay, Derulo's there and he thinks, wait, he just called me a cinema usher.
Oh, to I the think movies. He was wearing a red jacket.
It's like, no, I'm a star. I don't work in the movies anymore.
Yeah, maybe they got kicked.
Usher's so famous too.
They got kicked out for talking from the cinemas earlier before. And they're like, fuck you, Usher. You're the guy who kicked
us
out.
Oh, you're the guy who kicked us out. He's like, no, that wasn't me. And fuck you, bitch. But is that even an insult?
Usher's
like objectively had a better career than him.
I agree. He's got some
objectively
classics,
hotter, objectively better dancer. Derulo
he
is
discovered
kind of,
Bieber.
I guess he's a wannabe Usher because after Usher, they were like, who's the next Usher?
Did he discover Bieber? Or was it
Usher?
I make that up.
That's Usher, yeah.
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 So he's done some shit. He's not nothing.
He didn't discover him. He wasn't on the streets of Canada watching him busking, but.
Mm-hmm. He fought for him against Justin Timberlake.
Oh, they had a fight.
Yeah, no.
Was it like Jerry Springer? Like, what do you mean?
Because when Justin Bieber blew up on YouTube, obviously a bunch of agents and whatever were like, we want you, blah, blah, blah. And it was between Usher and
JT.
Justin Timberlake, and he went with Usher.
Nice. Yeah. Who would you choose, Usher or Justin Timberlake? If they were like Frenchie, we love Frenchie and the talent, we want to make
Oh, the band?
It. Yeah.
Well, the band's different to me as a human.
No, it's not.
Usher and Justin Timberlake. Usher. Yeah. I'll get some street cred, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? JT just wants...
dance.
Just,
they can both dance.
Yeah, JT pretty much wants to be black. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
He does, bro. The way he dances and sings.
Mm. Mm.
And now what is he? He's nothing now.
He's got creepy eyes. I feel like he's dead behind the eyes.
I saw Derulo once at
Did
the
you?
Airport. I think I've told this story before. So I'm at LAX... I was waiting to check in to fly home, I guess. He was on those hoverboards. Him and his entourage were all on hoverboards and they didn't even get off to put their bags on. They're like in the VIP bit. Not the VIP, like the like first class where they check in so you can still see him. And I'm like, these guys must be a thing because they're not even getting off the hoverboards. Glasses on inside.
That's so
they
cool.
They put their bags on with hoverboards. It was so sick.
Bro.
So fun.
Imagine so how sick. Many people now, every time they see him, are going to say, fuck you, Usher.
Hey, Usher, fuck
like, there,
you,
there
bitch.
Is no getting away from that now that you've shown your weakness.
I don't think there's any celebrity that can call me or you that we would get triggered by.
I don't think there's any, like, crazy, like, the worst person in the world would be like, you know, like I'd kind of just laugh at him.
Was he really drunk?
Oh, no, you've got me mistaken.
He might have been drunk.
Because, like, maybe he was just pissed off and got upset. He was already upset. And, and he didn't even hear Usher. He just heard, fuck you.
Yeah,
and it
true.
Was like, maybe.
Who knows? Maybe his mum just died. We don't know.
Fuck you.
Have you seen his TikToks? Because he's got huge on TikTok. Yeah, I think he was one of the first celebrities to join. And they've got like a huge budget. It's like green screened effects. He's like, sorry, I would love to see what his TikTok comments are.
His TikToks are fucking cringe. Because he, like, it's one thing to get on it as an older artist like me and Tom do. But he straight away went to like these houses of like 18-year-old, 16-year-old kids and would do the dances with him. And it was just heaps
He did.
Awkward and like.
It's kind of more embarrassing because he put so much effort into it. Like if he was a bit more just like being him, like the Jonas Brothers have TikToks, but they're very just like them casual. They're very just them on it, where he's just like full, like
full production,
creative directors probably 100%. Of these TikToks. It makes it too much effort.
Too sad.
What I would do if I was that level is that I would still, if I want to spend money on it, I'll hire really good writers to write stuff for me that looks low key. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, just you, Aiden Weebix, then go, oh, Bix for JJ.
That would go viral. That is good. Bix like, for JJ. No,
Bix. Like, Weedy Bix.
That is good.
Oh, I'm feeling loopy. And he's got Fruit Loops.
Damn, you should just do these.
Get this man on the creative team.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'll tell you what's more offensive. If Usher was walking and someone called him Jason Derulo,
now
you can throw hands.
Yeah, you can throw hands.
Or if Jason Derulo's walking and someone calls him Tim-O-Matic, something like that, like an Aussie
slogan. Tim-O-Matic would be funny. He'd be like, what? Who? You'd have to Google him. Well, wait, he come fourth on X Factor?
Oh, funny.
What you say? I love Derulo. Jason Derulo. Did he sing that before he threw one?
That is cool. If he's got catch, Derulo, bam, that'd be good.
That's so funny.
All right, what's next?
Okay. It has the Novak Djokovic is locked up in Azkaban.
Oh, yeah. I just thought it was like worth talking about because it's a very big thing that's going on in Australia right now.
So basically, he came in for the Australian Open and they've said, no, you need to be vaccinated.
But he got a you can get a special visa if you're not vaccinated, if you've had
a special reason.
If you've had COVID in the last 6 months, which he has.
Oh, I thought he had an exemption.
That was why he got the exemption, because he has it. I don't think he got a special one just for playing tennis. I think it's because he had it in the last 6 months. And he got it all through Tennis Australia. It was fine. But then public backlash. They were like, why are you letting this like?
And then they changed. Politicians they will flip
then
so
they
easy.
Flipped. And then they're saying, we didn't know about this. But I think it's going to come out that the federal government did know and the state didn't know or something like that.
It's probably the state knew, approved it, but then the federal government's got in and overpowered and like pretended like that, like they do. Scott Morrison's like, oh, I didn't know about this. I'll fix this, you know.
But the funniest part is because, okay, they let him in. They're like, oh, fuck, you might not be getting your visa. You might have to go home. Instead of putting them in him like a quarantine lockdown hotel, they put him on with like asylum seekers.
Did they?
Yeah. Have you ever seen that?
No.
People have been trying to get like their visa for like 9 years.
Oh, shit. That's sad.
It's like hectic. It's heaps funny. And then there's all protests going on. The Serbian presidents like, we stand with you, Novak.
Oh, wow.
And we've got Novak on the line right now. Hello. Live from the hotel.
Hello, I just want to play tennis. And this is my accent, I'm not sure about it.
haven't met many Serbians, have you, Novak?
I've actually been to Serbia, so I should have an accent or at least an idea of what they talk like. But I was in Serbia.
Do you serve for Serbia? Is that like a little catchphrase you say when you play tennis?
Yes, I go, it's time for my Serbia.
Oh, Serbia. That's funny, Novak.
Yes.
You actually used to be a bit of a joker of the tour. Do you
Yes, I was a jokester until they put me in with people who are dying.
They're not dying. They're not dying. That's a hospital you're thinking of.
Oh.
No, you did actually, when you first joined the tour, you would imitate people and you'd do it. That's why they called you the Joker.
Yes, give me name. I would do impression.
Rafael Nadal.
Hello, I am Rafael Nadal. I think I am a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, but I'm just a man with a racket.
Okay, that was very good.
Thank you.
Nick Kyrgios.
I am Nick Kyrgios and I'm bi curious.
Good name, okay, who else? Dawn Fraser.
Oh, I'm so old that when I swim, my skin go like a big lizard in the pool.
He's really good. Roger Federer.
Oh, join my Roger Federer Federation. It is a new planet we are creating where everyone is very handsome.
Pretty good. What about Ghislaine Maxwell?
Oh, I am Ghislaine Maxwell. I am an island boy.
I was going to do the island boys next.
Mm.
Bill Clinton.
This is the rest
last
of the
one,
show.
Djokovic. Last one, and then I'll let you go. Back to your nothing.
Oh, I'm going to hire a hot secretary.
That was Novak Borat. Djokovic, ladies and gentlemen, give him a round of applause.
There's no round of applause button.
Clap, 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 clap.
What's our next story?
See, it was worth it, and you didn't think it was going to be good. I teased it at the start of the episode. You're like, oh, Frenchie's being an idiot. No, I was teasing shit. I know what I'm fucking doing. It's called a callback. It's called hype.
Oh, I shouldn't have doubted you.
Never.
Prince Andrew asked to prove inability to sweat.
Oh, this is the best
that
one.
That is good.
I laughed so hard when I read this.
So basically, for some backstory, if you have no idea what we're talking about, Prince Andrew is of the royal family, the English royal family, and he was friends with Jeffrey Epstein. And there was footage and claims that he was a part of the pedophilia that went on, pretty much.
Mm.
There was a lady who has put claims that she has a photo with Prince Andrew. She went out dancing with Prince Andrew at a club.
Yep.
Is that right? And in the photo that she's taken, he has sweaty armpits.
Mm.
And he, to defend himself against that claim, he said, actually, I have a condition where I don't sweat. That can't be me.
She was underage and she hooked up with him. Okay, we should also say this.
Yeah, I didn't know if she did.
Yeah.
So his defense was, I don't sweat.
His defense couldn't have been me with this girl because she described that he was sweating profusely on the dance floor and I don't sweat. He was adamant he didn't sweat.
So someone's called bullshit and they're like, let's put this guy on a fucking treadmill, basically.
Well, yeah, there's a trial. Is this right, Tonya? There's a trial going on right now.
Yeah. Prince Andrew has been asked to provide evidence of his alleged inability to sweat by lawyers for the woman who accused him of sexual assault. Virginia something rather, legal's team has asked the prince to name anyone he met at Pizza Express in Wokingham, a lawsuit filed in New York City. A lawyer made several demands, including that the Duke of York reveal any gifts that he received from Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein, including but not limited to puppets. Her lawyers are demanding documents relating to Prince's travel to or from the Tramp nightclub in London.
Tramp nightclub. That's a good place to hang out.
Yeah. So on the night in question, he said, I couldn't have been with her because I was taking my kids to the pizza parlor. I remember distinctly because we don't often go. And that's the night we did go. And so that's why they're saying provide evidence you were at that pizza parlor, if you remember it so well.
Yeah.
And then they're saying prove you don't sweat. Literally. Is that what you're suggesting in the court of law? There will be a treadmill and he'll...
Yeah, like, and the thing is, you can get fucking... If he wanted to, if he was like, they're going to make me do it. He can just get... You can get Botox in your armpits and shit to stop you sweating.
But you can sweat anywhere. You can sweat from your head. Yeah, you can sweat from your feet.
True.
Your penis.
They could just put him in a sauna and surely he's going to perspire.
Yeah, or...
They'll just make him dance around heaps.
Yeah, with some 16-year-olds. Yeah. Put him in a fucking cage with some 16-year-olds.
Cage.
They've got to recreate it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. They should do secret sweating tests.
Where he doesn't know.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm, that's good.
Like break his air conditioner and stuff. England doesn't get very hot though, so he wouldn't be sweating much.
Yeah, true. Even their summer, it gets like 20 degrees and they're all sunbaking.
Like final, maybe film him during the final of Big Brother if he really wanted someone to win and he's not sure who's
going to do it.
Put on cops.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweaty, like a tense, maybe watch Get Out. That's a
that's tense.
Yeah. Eat some hot chilies.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun. Maybe he gets to pick which one he wants to do.
That's fun.
That'd be like...
Like a game show.
Yeah, it's like, turn the courtroom into a game show.
It's a bit too dark, the subject. Let's make it a little fun, you know?
I will pick the children.
Over the washing machine? Or jet ski? I'll take the kids. They're just models, sir.
And the puppets. I wonder why that was included there. So it's saying, what gifts did they give you?
Including but not limited to puppets.
He must have had some sexy kid puppets.
Speaking of sexy kids puppets, we have, before we get back on the trending news, we have a
package from our PO box. If you want to send us something open on the show, yeah, there's a link in the description. That was terrible salesman.
Okay.
All right, we got one. Okay. That's a nice shirt. Shoeys.
Shoeys. Uncle Rico sent us something.
I don't know. I reckon it was someone buying off Uncle Rico and sending it to us. Because I got a message from one of our fans who was at the Wagga show.
Okay, well, let's see if there's a note.
They might not have got one if they bought it direct, but let me find it.
Well, someone bought us a bunch of stuff from Uncle Rico, or where's the note? I'm looking for a note. We've got shoeys, shirts, hats. Jesus died for our tins. That's a fucking great sticker. I'm having that.
Let me find it. Check the PO box. Someone.
Oh, here it is. No, here's a message from Emmy and Jack. We met you guys in Wagga looking for Boost. The shoeys shirt, as promised, for Frenchie, with a bonus bucket hat. Goon shirt for Tom, the Canberra uni staple. Bloody legends.
Remember them? We saw them in the mall and they came to the show. They drove all the way from Canberra to Wagga.
So we often
meet, your shoey.
We often meet people
that's
in
your
the
shoey hat.
We often meet people in the mall before shows, and generally they're not coming to the show. They're just like, "Oh, I love the videos, guys." We're like, "You coming tonight?" Like, no. But these guys drove all the way from Canberra
to Wagga, which is decent.
Yeah, anything to get out of Canberra, but to be honest,
to Wagga. That's beautiful.
And then they got some stuff. Thank you very much. That's very exciting.
We need new stickers, actually.
Shoeys. Fucking that's sick.
Thanks so much, guys. You're legends. Appreciate it.
That's fucking awesome. I'm going to put it on right now.
Oh, but to put it on, he's got to take it off. Ladies and gentlemen, Frenchie's nipples.
I guess that's...
I announce his nipples sometimes.
That's a Goon of Fortune shirt.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
I'll just put the hat on.
Goon of Fortune. Have you ever played Goon of Fortune, Tonya?
I have not.
We need to get a Hills Hoist in this apartment so we can play.
Okay.
We'll
on the list.
That looks pretty fresh, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Looking good.
Let's go.
Okay, what are we doing?
A few more trending topics. What else we got?
North Korea media has claimed that King John, I think second Jung, invented wheat wraps in 2011, which closely resemble burritos.
Next story. Let's hear it.
I agree. That's
next one.
He claims to invent everything. So that's,
can you just open the door for the dogs? I think they need to shit.
That's actually one of his least impressive claims. Mm. You know what I mean? Oh, you invented burritos. Good on you. No one in your country even eats food because you steal it all. I've seen the movie The Dictator.
We started watching, speaking of Korea, a Korean dating show on Netflix called Singles Inferno. So basically,
Singles Inferno.
So basically, bunch of maybe five guys, five girls in like a beach kind of glamping setup, which is meant to be like really bad, but it's quite good.
Mm.
It's meant to be like shit. And then if they match each other, glamorous, so they get camping, to choose someone each time. They get to pick someone, and if they pick each other, they get to go to Paradise, which is a really nice hotel room. That's kind of the show.
Well, and are they Korean?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Okay. Okay.
Is it a Korean dating show?
So, firstly, I think that would be interesting to watch from the start. So, you pick straight away, and then you've got to set up a tent with that girl.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That straight away, you're learning a lot about them.
Yeah.
People act differently under pressure.
Whereas, I like that idea.
I feel like I would get voted off because A, I probably can't put up a tent, and B, I'd get fucking angry doing it.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it should be so fucking easy, but sometimes they're just so hard.
I really like that idea of kind of like, it's like the pressure of like Amazing Race, but you just met and you kind of have to like go through it to dating. Like, and then if you get to the end, then you're a good partnership.
So instead of doing, glamorous stuff, we're all sitting in a villa. No, what's something that, you got to, next date, you got to move stuff out of an apartment.
Oh, that's a shit.
Including
job.
A fridge.
Yeah.
Including a fridge.
Washing machine, the works.
Including a fridge. Mm. Guess what? She's not helping. She's not. She's pretending to help. Makes things harder with that fridge. Keep you cool.
Mm.
Keep you cool.
Is this personal experience? Do you want to name names? Huh? You want to shout her out? What's her accent sound like in this hypothetical situation?
Fun. Moving's fun. No, this is just an,
no, that's Tanya a good likes idea. It. Yeah. I like it.
Let's do it. What's it, what are we calling it?
We
can make this dating show. That's pretty easy to make.
The Game of Life. It's stolen from the board game.
Yeah, I think that's copyrighted. What's some more like situations that aren't dates but would be good test of character?
Could be like love and like something with like pressure or like something like that. I don't know.
Love pressure.
Heart attack.
Love pressure.
Heart attack. Because it's like
love attack.
Love attack.
Mm.
I'm trying to think of other things that are stressful in relationships. Oh, you got to get to, you're driving in a big new city, yes. And you've got to get to a location, good. And she's navigating.
Good.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. I'm actually that's very good. Good at navigating.
That's good. He didn't say it was about you. He's saying she's. But she's in the show.
Oh, so there's other people, is we? There's he's other women.
Sometimes she gets a little show. Distracted and forgets.
Well, we're pretty sure I have ADD, so I feel like that's not really my fault. This is kind of too personal. I'm turning off my mic.
Okay. Here's a really good one.
Okay.
You really want to be somewhere.
Mm.
Okay. Something you've worn for the whole day.
Mm.
She's getting ready. Still getting ready. Still getting ready. Still getting ready.
Mm.
Never stops getting ready. So let's say you're supposed to leave at 7. You gave her plenty of notice.
Mm.
By 8:15, still getting ready. Mm. Just 5 more minutes.
Mm.
Mm.
Maybe that could be the name of the show. Just 5 more minutes.
Just 5 more minutes. That's pretty good.
Mm.
And so that could be an actress, or not an actress, but we tell the girl is that for this date. He doesn't know this though. He thinks you're going to get ready and go to.
I don't think you need
meet
to
his
tell
friends
him.
At the pub. You don't need to tell them.
All right, here's another one. You run a podcast, but your producer's not there, so you get your girlfriend to produce.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're saying this is stressful and I'm not doing a good job, is that?
You turned off your mic. Okay. You got upset.
Okay, here's another one.
Okay.
He's been drinking all day.
Hmm.
Okay, let's say hypothetically at the cricket. Comes back, all her family's there around like a table. It was actually supposed to have dinner with her family. And so you're hammered.
But trying to be pleasant.
Trying to be pleasant.
Yeah.
I've got one.
Yep. Okay.
You go to a water park.
You go to a water park and he can't get on the rings.
His ass is too fat for the rides.
He's too fat for the kids' tubes. And you...
Oh, that sounds weird.
He can't get in the ring and you hurt your bottom on the other slide. Okay, moving on.
All right, I think we... are done with the news because we actually have a game.
We do have a game.
And I think it's time.
It's
so this is our fuck segment of the week. So let's do the sting-a-ring ding 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 ding.
Sting-a-ring ding.
Tom and French's fucked segment of the week.
Thanks, Billy Connolly. It's good that he did that for us. Billy Connolly.
Aye.
He's a friend of the show.
I had someone in Neil's show did that on Thursday. Scottish. Mm. Saw me in Edinburgh Fringe in 2015.
Bit tight.
Yeah, it was. Oh, you mean the hat?
Yeah.
I was like,
that's cool.
Yeah, really cool. And he had a photo of like with a young Neil. He saw me and Neil there.
So 6 years ago.
6 years
Fuck,
ago.
That's crazy.
It's exciting. Yeah, I'm a fucking old dog. I'm an old dog of comedy. Speaking of old dogs of comedy, me and Tom are coming to Melbourne on Saturday.
That's exciting.
30 tickets left. So
hell yeah.
I think it'll sell out, but then I think some people won't come because they don't want to get Omni Dong. So it's going to be a sick show either way.
Yeah, true. Exciting. I'm keen.
Yeah, it's going to be a banger.
I've been to Melbourne in fucking ages. I really like it there.
We love it.
We love Melbourne. All right. What do we got?
What's the fuck segment of the week?
So the fuck segment of the week, let me explain. We're doing The Price is Right, classic game show. You know how to play? Have you watched the game show?
I have seen it. You just got to guess if it's the right price.
And they say higher or lower until one of us gets it correct.
Correct.
So for this one, we're doing items from Wish. A great website. Very unpredictable pricing though. That's what I've known about Wish. It fluctuates. You'll go there one day, it's $1. Next day, $2,000. That might be exaggerated.
Yeah.
But you get it. So Alex has put this together for us, so thanks Alex. But he is dead. So
yep. R.I.P. Alex, Betty White, and
And Bob Saget. Yep. All right, let's go.
Are you getting the pictures up on your phone?
Oh, yeah. So we've got the pictures we can look at, French.
Cool.
Where is it? Oh, I closed it. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Can this day get any worse?
I closed it.
All right, so don't click into the links, French, because that's where you'll see details that you're not...
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, you've bought these, so you should be able to do this one pretty well.
I didn't buy them from Wish, though. I bought them from Nimbin.
Okay, well...
Tonya's got a question. Yes, Tonya.
These are all Etsy links, not Wish.
Oh, he did say Wish/Etsy.
Oh, okay. Should we just pretend it's Wish?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
So, the first one are these fish shoes.
So, they're like thongs, but you put your foot into the mouth of a sea bass.
To be a green sea bass. I'm going to guess $10, $9.99.
I'm going to go with $18.95 because I feel like that's more what I paid for. But I reckon.
Upper.
Up.
What? Mm. Okay.
So you go first. We'll take turns.
$25.65.
Do I go first? No, you say higher or lower for him.
Higher.
So you go now.
$35.65.
Ooh, lower.
$34.73.
Higher.
$35. Flat.
It has to be exactly right.
Mm.
Higher.
Ooh.
$35.10.
Lower.
Fuck, this is impossible.
$35.07.
Lower.
$35.05.
Higher.
Fuck.
$35.06.
Correct.
Yes. That's
why
one
is
for me.
6 cents. Why is that?
The $0.06.
Oh.
They can see dead people when you wear those shoes.
No, I did not know this existed.
BDSM Gladys and Dr. Chance sticker.
And they look fucking sexy.
That is a good sticker.
I could whack it to that
I
sticker.
I should get that 100%. On the van. Don't you reckon that's a good van sticker?
True.
All right, guys. So it's basically Gladys looking sultry, Dr. Chant looking sultry.
They got leather boots on, like
leather bikinis,
red and black.
They've never looked hotter, to be honest.
Yes, mummy. Mummy, right. Gladys.
I'll go first because I won. Yep. Okay. I'm going to say $7.06.
Lower.
$4.93.
Higher.
$5.50.
Lower.
$5.13.
Lower.
$5.06.
Lower.
$5.01.
Lower.
Fuck.
$5.
Correct.
That's shit. That's
man, I am good.
You are
what
good
the fuck game. Is this one?
Mummified cat heart.
Oh my god.
That is disgusting. A mummified cat heart.
You want to eat it?
Oh, it looks like. Remember those ads back in the day where they'd be real graphic anti-smoking ads where they're like, this is a smoker's heart. That's what it would look like, I reckon. Mm. This is a chunk of his lung. I don't know how to put a value on that, but I feel like the extraction would have been a bit of effort, so I'm going to go with $50.
Lower.
$3.
Higher.
$25.
Higher.
$40.
Correct.
Oh, yes. Frenchie's back.
Cat hearts.
Oh, you need that hat.
That's a
the
great,
next one.
That's a great
tell us
hat.
About it, French.
It's a red hat. Says, make mullets great again.
The problem is, from a distance, you just look racist.
What do you mean?
Because it looks like a Make America hat.
That's not a racist hat, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Make America great again.
Mm-hmm.
Is that racist?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Oh.
You should wear one then if you love them so much. Wear one, see what happens.
Okay, who's go first?
You won.
$9.99.
Higher.
$30.
Higher.
Ooh.
$39.99.
Lower.
$35.
Higher.
$37.69.
Higher.
$38.
Lower.
$37.87.
Higher.
$37.99.
Lower.
$37.98.
Lower.
$37.95.
Higher.
Oh, fuck.
$37.96.
Higher.
Fuck.
$37.97.
That's a shit. That's
correct.
A shit game. Price is Right.
It's a great game. All right, next one. We've got Jeffrey Dahmer novelty mug.
And it says, you're looking like a real snack.
So he's the one who ate his dead bodies.
He's a bit hot too.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Bro. Up your standards, son.
Yo, that'd be a good...
Is he hot, Tonya?
Oi. That'd be a good spin-off. No. like offbeat comedy, Dharm and Dharma.
That's good.
And so it's Jeffrey and like his brother, and they're going around killing people and being dumb and eating them.
But wouldn't Dar be someone else? Because his last name's Dharma. So it wouldn't be his brother.
Oh, so Dharm. It's just his mate that's just, called Dharm. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Just helping your plot. All right. I'm going to say this mug. That goes for $10.
Higher.
That goes for $20.
Higher.
Oh, that's a... Don't buy it. That goes for $30.
Lower.
That goes for $21.
Higher.
That goes for $29. Why are we doing it so quick?
Lower.
It's a dumb way to play.
What do you mean?
We should go like the middle. I did it as well.
$21.69.
Higher.
$25.
Lower.
$23.69.
Lower.
$23.
Is this a good for our audio listeners?
$23.
They can't even see the thing.
Higher.
That's true. What is a Jeffrey Dahmer mug worth? $23.15.
Those are two different currencies.
$23.15.
Higher.
Fuck. $23.30.
Higher.
Can we do it within 10 cents or something to speed it up? No. $23.
You're making it longer.
$39.
Lower.
$23.36.
Lower.
$23.35.
Lower.
$23.34.
Lower.
$23.37.
That's higher.
Lower.
Yeah, I know. I'm messing with you.
$23.33.
Lower.
$23.32.
Lower.
Fuck!
$23.31.
Correct. This is a shit game.
Well, you got to try new things, Frenchie.
No, it's good. It's a good game.
All right, how many have we got?
COVID-shaped ice cube tray. That's actually very good.
Okay, let's do that. I reckon that looks pretty cool.
Homoerotic face mask.
I reckon $10.
Higher.
What? $20.
Lower.
$15.
Lower.
$13.
Higher.
$14.
Higher.
Fembox Fox body
bro.
Pillow. $13.69.
Higher.
$13.70.
Higher.
$13.71.
Higher.
$13.80.
Higher.
$13.90.
Higher.
$13.99.
Higher.
Oh.
I thought we were down to 14, didn't we? $14.69.
Lower.
$14.
This higher. Is literally giving me a fucking aneurysm, this
if
game.
You do it fast, you 14, fucking take 15 minutes between 14, each.
14.23.
Higher.
14.15.
Higher.
14.54.
Higher.
14.99.
Lower.
14.69.
Lower.
14.60.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, that was it. That was it. We're that done? Was a good, yeah, that was a good game, guys. What a way... What a game.
Now we've got a...
The conundrum, or we're not doing it.
So first
it's we've gone pretty long.
Got a fan submission.
Oh, let's do that then.
So fan submission button.
Tom and French's fan submissions.
Submit your own audio message to at Tom and Frenchie on Instagram.
Nice. So Tonya, there is a question there. Would you like to read it out? I think it's a bit higher.
Hey, Tom. I want to preface that I'm in the Patreon, but want to keep my name out of this one. I have a question for the potty. I have tickets to you and Frenchie's show in Melbourne on the 15th, but I'm getting a circumcision on the 14th, and I'm not sure what to do / if I'll make it. Any advice would be appreciated. Please do not disclose my name, as it is not my proudest moment. Cheers.
Thanks, David Cameron. The ex-Prime Minister of England. Wasn't the best made-up name.
I can't tell if this is a true thing or not.
I think it is, because otherwise he wouldn't care. He'd be like...
No, but you don't get circumcisions when you're this old.
We know people.
Who get circumcisions at this age?
Well, it's not like the bar mitzvah way. It's not like a
celebration.
Like
you have to medically, something's gone wrong.
Like you pull We've talked about this before.
Yeah,
when
no,
someone
but
pulls a banjo string or rips.
Yeah,
something.
Okay, but I thought it was like, I thought it was like everyone going to be crowding around the kid at, like, do you know what I mean? Like at church and you chop off his little penis.
They don't chop off the whole thing.
They chop off a lot of it. That's like half the penis gone. But yeah, so, okay, it's a circumcision, maybe by choice for pleasure or maybe medically.
I'd say
day
medically.
Day before.
Yeah.
I think you'll be fine.
You reckon?
Yes.
Why?
Why not, bro?
Because he's getting his dick chopped up.
He's not laughing with his dick, though, is he?
He's not laughing with it.
Isn't he coming to a comedy show?
No, but he'll be sore. He'll laugh and he'll be
sore. No, I wouldn't sit in the front unless you want to chat about it.
But you guys
then,
are really sexy, so he's going to get a big old boner.
Thank you, Tonya.
That's true.
Okay, yeah, stay home.
Maybe we could wear something to cover the parts, like a turtleneck, or like try and look less sexy, like I'll wear a muumuu or something.
Not possible, bro.
I'll come and sit, and I'll sit in one of those rings from the Dinosaur Lagoon.
Bro, you wear a muumuu, I'm going to be thinking, what's he got under that? What's he rolling? Man wears a muumuu, he's got a big dong.
Turtleneck? That's Steve Jobs. Hot.
Apple, bro.
Apple dick.
Yeah.
I guess my advice, fucking good luck. Panadol, get whatever drugs you can, because it's going to sting and it's going to take a while to heal. Avoid sexy things. Tonya, any advice?
I've got a good idea. Okay. You know those toys when you were a kid that were like a bit sexual and they had like, they were like a tube?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? You know those things and you'd put your finger in them?
More information.
Okay,
it's like a bit sexual and I'm like, that could be any of the toys.
Okay, so it'd be like kind of like a sausage shaped with like, it was like got a clear glittery liquid and they'd have like little stars and stuff in them. And people used to say that it was like to teach.
You're thinking about a pocket pussy.
They look like a pocket pussy. But they flip through your hands.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They're kind of like, they're a tube.
Yeah.
But they're kind of thick and filled with like weird gelatinous glitter. And you can like drop them through your hands and it kind of like, I don't know.
It's basically a pocket pussy.
I've never used it, but go on.
You put one of them in the freezer.
That would be nice on the penis.
Oh, I hear what you're
saying. Or if you just have a pocket pussy, just chill that fella up.
Just freeze it.
Or if you've got a girlfriend or a wife or a boyfriend, freeze their bits.
Oh, no.
Pop it in there.
Oh, no.
No. Okay, let's say hypothetically, I get my fucking dick cut off, whatever they're doing. Little circumcision.
Chainsaw accident.
Little circumcision. I'd say, yo, babe, put your pussy in the freezer, put an ice pack on it, and I'm going to pop it in there.
Or could she put an ice pack in her?
A little bit of soaking. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She could chuck a Zupa Duper up there.
Or like some aloe vera gel.
I think you don't want to be sticking your dick in things, personally.
I'd like to try it out to see.
I reckon your dick in like some yogurt or something could be nice. Something a bit soft that's not going to be too tight. Like a bucket of yogurt.
Yeah, okay.
A frozen Coke.
Oh, that would be quite nice. Maybe too cold, actually.
And Coke, the thing with Cokes too is that you ever seen that one where they put a penny in it and they cleanse it all off?
Oh, true.
Yeah, you leave your dick in that too long, it'll rot away.
You might be able to just put your dick in there and it'll circumcise it for you.
This is quite a nice conversation to wrap up the podcast. Do we have anything after this?
Just the conundrum and then we're done.
Are we going to do it?
Yep.
We have
let's do the conundrum.
A New Year's resolutions. Did you get any?
They were pretty shit. I didn't get any good ones. Sometimes I ask the fans questions and they just write like Frenchie's mom and Tom's mom.
That's the whole resolution.
That's the resolution.
Not bad.
It says plug the Patreon.
Yeah, guys. Head over to the Patreon. Patreon.com/TomandFrenchie. Give us a go.
Plug.
Good, Frenchie. All right, let's read the conundrum of the week after the sting.
Tom and Frenchie's conundrum of the week.
What do we got this week?
Okay, so I work in a supermarket while at a university, which means most of my coworkers are attractive girls of a similar age. There's one girl who I'm really interested in. However, she works on the checkouts while I'm on the warehouse, so our opportunities to talk are really limited. Every time we have spoke, it's gone really well, though. My question is, do you reckon I should just bite the bullet and ask her for coffee, etc., or do I try and take overtime in her department, or is that creepy? Asking her out in person would be super awkward if she isn't interested and puts her on the spot a bit. So I was thinking Facebook, but that seems informal.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
How old is this person?
They're working at uni, so I'm assuming
I'd say university age.
But like, you know, people don't even use Facebook anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Messenger. People use Messenger.
Yeah, but I think Instagram would be better. Then you can do a few stories at work and follow them and tag them and start growing it like that.
Do you think it's not follow them in real life? Do you think it's more awkward to just like randomly follow someone's Instagram?
Yeah, I think that's weird, man.
Or add them as a friend?
He said he's chatted to a few times. You bring that shit up. Be like, oh, I just did the funniest fucking reel. I got the Island Boys to shout out Woolworths.
Woolworths?
Was that where they're working?
At a grocery store at a university.
Oh, I didn't know what you were talking about.
Oh, no, while at university.
Yeah,
not
so
even
they're
at
working
a university.
At Woolworths. Mm. And she's like, no way. It's like, oh, this is my Insta. Do you have, what's your Insta? Yeah. Let me follow you. Then you like following each other's stories, the flirting grows. All straight DMR addicted.
But he said he doesn't have a lot of chances because they work in separate departments.
But that's what I'm saying. That's like half asking her out, getting someone's Insta or Snapchat without going as... Or I'm saying straight dick pic.
Okay. Aggressive. Hard or soft? Hard or soft?
Hard. Or soft? Wait. This is a good idea. So, you want to ask out someone who works on a checkout.
Mm.
What's a cool way to do it? You wait in line, okay, and you're buying a bunch of things, condoms, cucumber, some funny things.
Yep.
But then you also got a note and it says, what's your number? Or will you go out with me?
Oh,
and so she like, she tacky. Picks up, yeah, something like that. So she goes, next please, and it starts rolling along. And the all that rolls, she's like, who's this freak? And then it says that. She's like, oh, that's funny.
Or you could print out a dick pic and have it on the conveyor belt.
Oh, way better.
And she flips it over. Way better. Or on the back of like where the barcode should be for like the cereal. It's just a picture of you.
Way better. Or can we get on her, on one of the others' microphones over the store?
Oh, that's good.
Hey, I need a price check for a hottie in aisle 5.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty good.
That's good. Hottie on aisle 5.
There's a warehouse boy on aisle 2.
Ooh.
Looking for love.
I'm ready to stock your shelves.
Tonya, female perspective, you're on that cashier, you're working. Well, what's going to work on you?
I was going to ask you, if let's say you ask said girl out, right, you're working, and they say no, do you quit or do you stay working there? How important is the job to you for the embarrassment of someone rejecting you? Because I feel like I would quit.
No, you stay working and you...
Get really hot, have a glow up.
Yeah, you glow up and start dating whoever works on the checkout next door.
That's a power move.
What you do is you send her one dick pic, you're uncircumcised. 2 weeks later, circumcised, fresh cock, new year, new me.
New year, new me. Or you ask her out on April Fool's Day.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so and then if she says no, April Fool's.
And if she said yes, be like, thank you.
Thank you, yeah. Thank
That's
you.
Good.
Yeah.
I reckon dudes should always ask out chicks on April Fool's Day.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, it did cut out weird. I feel like genuinely from a girl's perspective, I feel like he should try to talk to her.
Get to know her. Yeah. You might not even like her.
Yeah. I think that's just a bit like actually get like a workplace crush on each other and then just-
Like that, Jim and Pam from The Office.
That does happen. Often you'll have a crush on them because you never really talked to them, and then you talk to them, they'll like start dropping N word or something and you're like, I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah.
I think it's better to like not like someone and then develop feelings rather than like someone straight off the bat and then just go off that.
Is that?
It's probably more lust.
Mm.
Oh yeah, that's lust. Nah, supermarket chicks are hot, but that's definitely.
I like the really old one too. It's like a career choice.
Yeah, career choice. They're the hottest. They fucking run that store.
Guys, thanks for tuning in to the Tom and Frenchie podcast. It's good to be back. We're back to normal schedule, back weekly.
Weekly, tell your friends. We're always growing this, always looking for new sexy earballs to listen to this podcast. We've been doing a lot of fun things over this year. We've got official producer now. Our next journey is going to be filming The Bogan Psychic.
Don't Stop Believing, speaking of journey.
Good song.
Thanks, Tonya, for filling in for Alex.
Thank you, Tonya.
You're welcome.
What was I going to say? Head to frenchycomedy.com and check out the upcoming... Tickets. Well, they'll get there, won't they?
They will. Upcoming tour. We're going to Tasmania after Melbourne and then Queensland, Perth, all those sort of places.
Fuck yeah.
It's a good day to be a skater, man.
Love you.
Shout out to all the skater ladies.
Hi, my children. It's me, Michael Jackson. Tom and Frenchie did a seance to bring me back from the dead to encourage you to join their Patreon. Hee hee, Shimona! Head to www.patreon.com/TomandFrenchie and donate to support the show, and you can chat with them in their private Discord group. I'm innocent. Hee hee, hail Satan!
Your pets love it outside. Know who else does? Bugs, ticks, fleas, mosquitoes. They get on your furry ones, family, and on your nerves. Spray the bugs away with Wonderside's lab-proven, plant-powered lineup for pets, family, home, and yard.
Wonderside Pest Protection Sprays exceed the same effectiveness standards required for conventional products, harnessing the power of nature to do the job. Wonderside, it's all good. And just for our listeners, get 20% off on Wonderside.com with coupon code PODCAST. That's WonderCIDE.com.